I know, I don't know what I'm talking about. I give up.
Well, are we talking a bit of this and a bit of that?
Yay!
What the fuck does that mean?
Well, we're off and we're recording on 3 and 4.
Okay,
I've erased a tiny bit of 1 and 2 by mistake.
For those of you who don't know what we're doing, Rob's recording this on tape on a Porter Studio. God knows why, because then he's going to have to transfer it onto his computer. Why he didn't record it onto the computer in the first place. And why he's prancing around like some kind of weird ballet dancer.
Right, well, while he's gone, I'm going to tell you all what he's really like.
He's really like?
You.
I'm going to the toilet.
Good. I'm going to tell him.
Do you want a drink?
Do I want a drink? Is the Pope Catholic? Does a fat dog fart? Do bears shit in the wood? Nah.
Are those rhetorical questions?
They're questions that you don't have to answer.
So do you want a drink?
Yeah.
No.
Get me. Oi, fill my jug up with cider.
For those of you who listened to the first episode, you still got a fucking measuring jug. What's wrong with you? I'm going to piss and shit in the kitchen.
You better not have. Can you make sure that your shit doesn't stink as much as it did before, please?
You bet it does, don't you? It's cold in here.
How nesh you are for a Scotsman. How weak you are when it comes to the cold. What the fuck is wrong with you? You know, the Scots, you know, the Mets were bred into a generation that could tolerate the cold. And every time he comes round here, he said, you know, he complains of the fucking cold. What does he want? Central heating? Does he want to develop the flu? Or the AIDS? Come. Good to see him though, even though he is an cunt. I hope he isn't doing another fucking smelly shit. Sounds like he's just trapped his finger in the door. The stupid twat.
Freedom. What have you been telling him?
Nothing.
Yeah, you've been telling him shit. It's fucking freezing in here.
You got me a drink?
You said you didn't want one.
No, I didn't say that. I said refill my jug.
We can rewind the tape and find out if that's what you said.
I think you're fine. That's what I said. Can you?
You may well have said that. I'll get you one.
Fill my plastic jug with some cider from the fridge. Yeah?
Yeah.
Please.
And
bring it back here.
Oh, I said what was that?
How do you make your way in this world? How do you show your face? Southport's lovely. Don't listen to him. Come and visit Southport. It's a beautiful place. Fantastic. Victorian Lord Street, you know, old style. Really good. Diminishing. A thing in this world which is just falling apart.
Fucking freezing, man.
Hey!
Jesus Christ.
Jug on Amber cider Harvest. Detected. Yeah.
Where's the other one that you just bought?
In the freezer.
Oh, gosh, I was thinking, where the fuck
it's
is
chilling,
it?
Man. It's chilling. So what, I'm saying?
What have you been telling?
Now, do you know what I'm saying?
What have you been telling?
I've been telling what a poof you are.
You're the poof.
Poof. You see, that doesn't work, does it, really? You know,
we were down in the kitchen this morning, talking to Pad and, don't tell me, Jan. Yeah? And, they were saying, oh, you want to go up and wake you up. Because you're snoring like a fucking train up there. And it was about time we left so Pad and Jan can get on with their Sunday. And I'm like, oh, well, I'll tell you what, should we just go up there and should we just milk his prostate while he's asleep? And they're like, oh, that's disgusting. I'm like, should we just do that though? It'll probably come immediately. I can't believe Jan and Pat were getting into it, but they were quite liking it.
What, they use the expression milk
his butt? No, I said that, and they were sort of like, I said that, and they were kind of like, yeah, let's do that. What do you think? Are you looking at that thinking that's too quiet?
No, I'm just turning the EQ off.
Turn the EQ off? You EQ freak. The EQ sounded good in the
beginning. They were saying that.
No, I said that, and they agreed with that.
What, as in milking a bull?
Milk your prostate, yeah.
Why on earth were you talking about that?
Yeah, because I got heard it on a program the other night. Milking a guy's prostate, and you stick your fingers up their arse, and then you just do that sort of come hither thing. That sort of milks their prostate, makes it produce.
But you can do that to a woman, yeah.
I think they have prostates.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
What do you think the G spot is?
That is nowhere, that is nothing like a, that's in their vagina, that's not in their arse.
Well, I know, but it's the same thing.
You're so off. That is rubbish.
Listen, right, this is...
G-spot is more connected with your penis than it is, I'm putting this right next to the microphone, but it's more connected with your penis than it is connected with your prostate. That's like saying women have Adam's apples in their breasts.
No, they haven't. They have them in their behinds. But listen, let me tell you the truth about a woman's G-spot, right? Lay a woman on her back, okay?
You know, people say it's a spot, it's a
listen,
ridge. It's
listen,
not a spot, it's a ridge.
Yeah, right, you stick your fingers 4 inches into the vagina. If she's like,
where the fucking G-spot is?
If she's, right, okay. And it feels like a rugged kind of pellet.
Was that where it is?
Yeah, well, you felt it before, obviously.
Yeah,
right?
I know it is.
And you have to rub it a lot. And they say,
and they say
things like, ooh, I'm not sure about
that. Some women don't like this. And some women are like, I'm going to pee.
And the reason they're not sure is because it's an unusual sensation.
Yeah, I can't believe so many women don't have dildos.
What you've got to do is nail them down, right? You've got to nail them down. Well, not nail them down, but tie them down, right?
I think you've got
to get your fingers up there. Listen to me. Listen. I'm right about this. Stick your fingers in and just keep going at it.
Sorry, I can't hear you. So, do you say listen?
Anyway, eventually, they. Do you know what they do? They ejaculate.
I've had a couple of women that ejaculate.
Have you?
Maureen and Yvonne both ejaculated.
Ejaculated?
Mm. Clearly. While I was shagging them, which is pretty cool.
But they were obviously post-operative transsexuals.
It was bizarre because the fluid that's coming out is like a jet. It's like a fucking jet wash.
It's the fluid that is added to our jizz when we come from the Cowper's gland. That's all it is.
What are they doing with it? Them fucking women.
All right.
Give me back my jizz fluid.
Hold on. Why do men have nipples?
Because they're aesthetically interesting.
They're redundant.
No, you can have a guy stand there with no nipples. Would be aesthetically complete. It makes sense in an artistic sense.
Biologically, it makes no sense. It
makes no sense biologically, but artistically, you've got to have nipples now. Otherwise, we'd look silly.
Would we?
Mm-hmm. Take it from me, it's a guaranteed 100% winner. As in a Michael.
Like a winner. I want my dinner.
I'm Michael Winner and I want my dinner.
That is his fifth bowl. Does he think I'm made of sperm?
That's like a mixture of sperm and spunk. Spunk.
No, according to Viz, it was a Frenchman's way of saying spunk. Spunk. S-P-E-R-N-K.
How many copies of Yellow Pages have you got?
You what?
Many copies of Yellow Pages have you got?
Two. I have two copies.
Oh, there they are.
I check them against each other for
Why
accuracy.
Why do you have two copies?
Because my legs are too short to reach the floor, so I when I sit down,
what?
I like those there so that I can rest my feet upon them.
Your arms are so much parsley.
I'm having some poppers.
Oh, for God's sakes, have you got poppers?
Only a bit. Can you work out how to open a drawer?
Only with a pen and pencil.
Quick,
poppers forever.
Does it?
There's nothing in there.
Vapor. You ready?
You're running on fumes, man.
Have some fumes, man.
That is fumes. That's very basic poppers. Am I gonna get a rush from that, or am I not gonna get a rush from that?
End of, man. End of.
A little bit of a rush, not a proper rush. Maybe we just listen to your face has gone completely red. Has mine? Has mine gone red?
Yeah.
Right. I can feel a flush, but I can't feel a rush like you get from. Remember we did Jean-Michel Jarre, Barry.
Barry?
Yeah.
It's actually Paris.
I know, but yeah, I remember we did that and we were on Poppers and we were doing it and we were like looking, Barry. Like he's singing about a guy called Barry.
Why did you
probably
do that?
Welsh.
No,
it was
rendezvous à Paris, you know, a meeting in Paris.
Rendezvous.
No, what is wrong with you? Can't you translate anything?
No, but it was rendezvous. Oh, Barry.
Yeah, no, you thought it was rendezvous with Barry. You know, I've got to meet Barry again. I wonder why. What's going to happen if I meet Barry?
Is it the fucking sex queen gay button? It's Jean-Michel Jarre up your arse.
Listen, I love Jean-Michel Jarre, so fuck off.
Well, you've always been the same since he stuffed it into your arsehole, liquid style.
What? What on earth made you say that?
Because you love him so much. Oh, and I'm jealous. I'm jealous.
Why? Yeah, there's something wrong with you.
There's something wrong with me. Dead air for a couple of minutes.
No wrong. There's a bit of dead air.
Stop coughing, you're filling up the dead air. Oh yes, that's nice. I like that. I like that beer.
You know, drinking out of that jug, there's something quite sad about that, isn't there?
It's not a question of something quite sad about that. That is fucking immensely sad. It's overwhelmingly sad. Get a glass.
I ain't got one.
You have, it's right next to the bowl of poppers. For fuck's sake. No, tell the people in the podcast audience the story about the guy with the room odorizer. Well, you can't buy poppers unless you buy a room odorizer.
I'd rather tell them the story about when I was at university and a friend of ours.
No, it's completely boring. Don't tell me.
Well, it's a funny story.
You're going to have to divert this into some other sort of. Because that's intensely boring.
I want to tell this story. A friend of mine.
Well, I don't think I can stop you, but I can talk over you.
A friend of mine at university.
Or I can interrupt you, maybe.
Once, he was a fairly quiet bloke, and one time, we were all talking about stories about being at school.
Do you know what? You know, maybe we could do some sort of stage thing.
What?
Like a stage something. I've distracted you off your crap story, though. Thank God for that. Your crap story was going to be crap.
Tell my story, sure.
It's shit.
Anyway,
short answer.
This friend of mine at university, we'd all been telling funny stories.
Okay,
the one time he said to him, yeah, and he'd never piped up.
I know who you're talking
about. He'd never piped up before. Yeah, I want to tell the world this story, though. I think it's funny.
It's not funny.
He said, yeah, my mate. And he'd been really quiet up until this point.
Tell the fucking story.
He said, yeah, my mate, right?
he had to go to hospital because he started growing a second arsehole. No joke.
It's funny. It's sort of funny. It's not funny. Arsehole. It's not funny. Well, didn't he have a second arsehole?
I think it's funny.
What the hell's wrong with that? I think he was funnier when he was saying that thing about streptococcus or some sort of like a virus.
Oh no, that was Glenn. Was that Glenn? Yeah. No, Glenn was this... well, you're not allowed to say half-caste anymore, are you? It's now mixed race or, you know, engendered parentage or...
He's a fucking ethnic!
Some nonsense like
he's
that.
An ethnic!
Anyway, he was a half-caste from Walthamstow. And one time, I said, when we all graduated...
Does that mean he was half Manchester?
Well, no. I think his dad was black and his mum was white. And I said to him, when we all graduated, and I said to him, so what are you going to do now, Glenn? He said, I'm going to reinvent myself as a streptococcus.
That's just not funny. You're still ruining this programme. We were trying to make a broadcast, and you're just trying to destroy it. What's wrong with you? Why don't you try and make the listeners interested in what you're talking about?
Because I think it's funny.
What's wrong with you? Jesus Christ, we're trying to hold on to people here. And you're just like licking your and trying to make a roll up.
Yeah, but I'm going to...
You don't care. You don't care.
You might reinvent yourself as a property developer or a business member.
Or
to reinvent yourself as a streptococcus. That's amusing. To reinvent yourself as a tiny bacterium is somewhat amusing. I'm sorry, I think it's funny.
Only to you.
Well, I liked him. He was alright.
He sounds like a wanker.
No, you'd have liked him.
Probably would, actually. Is this tape going to run out in a minute? Or are we even in record?
Yeah, we are, yeah.
I thought you said run out in 10 minutes.
Eh? Well, no, you'll hear it because it goes,
a-wee!
Ding, 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 ding.
A-wee, 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 a-wee. Tell them about that guy.
Who, Jeffrey.
A-wee, a-wee, a-wee.
Yeah, when I was 20 years old, I worked in the Arts Centre.
The Arts Centre in Southport. And Southport is northwest of England.
Southport is the focal point of the world.
It's a fucking shithole.
Anyway, I worked there when I was 20 or...
The Arts Centre is probably the shitholiest shithole of the whole fucking shithole.
Do you want me to tell this fucking story or what? Anyway.
Am I talking over you?
Anyway, I worked in the Arts Centre.
Am I talking over you right now?
Why don't you fuck off? Yeah? Anyway. Sorry. You alright?
Am I talking over you now?
Okay. At this point, I'm going to tell you to fuck off and shut up. And you've made my story not funny. Anyway, no, it is a funny story,
you've
right?
You've hurt me.
I was 21 years old.
You hurt me bad, man.
I was 21 years old.
I'm going to talk over you. I'm going to take over the programme because you've hurt me bad.
I was 21 years old and I was serving behind
the No, you really have hurt me bad. You had to apologise for what you just did.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, do that. Do that fucking thing.
And this bloke used to come in, he was a short, but really well-dressed Welshman. And he used to come and he used to...
Don't dress it up too much.
He used to come up and ask for just half a pint of bitter. That's what he asked for.
Don't dress it up too much, because it's a good story, but you're trying to lace it a wee bit, aren't you?
Well,
tell the story just as it is.
I'd like to tell it in short form, but the problem
if
is
I
that
just
you're
keep
interrupting
talking over you
all the time.
Okay, well don't dress it up too much.
Anyway, he used to come in and he used to ask for half a pint of bitter, and as soon as he'd had a few sips, it was as if he'd topped up again, you know. And then he used to make this sound, he used to go, a-wee, 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 like that. And, you know, he was drunk again. And I was working with a busty barmaid.
So were you, like a barmaid?
Yeah. And every time she walked past, he'd go, a-wee, a-wee, look, milkers, milkers.
Well, they're breasts.
Yeah, he's...